This is the doubleheader. I'm Hari Srinivasan here with Mark Shields and David Brooks. Warm your hands over your digital hearths because that's all you're using to see us. We're back to talk about the sport of politics and the politics of sport. That's right. Let's start first with Rick Perry. Pulling ahead in the polls, whatever polls there are today, these days. But in the grand scheme of things, does it matter? Because when you look back an election cycle, two election cycles, there were all kinds of contenders who had totally different positions in the race, and it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I personally can't think, you may remember, I can't think of anybody who rose this fast.
Yeah?
Fred Thompson had a little surge last time. Wesley Clark had a surge for the Democrats. I don't know if anybody's risen that fast. Now, I think this solidly, if you look at the things underneath the polls, he's ahead of, in among rich Republicans, poor Republicans, educated, non-educated, church-going, non-church-going. It's pretty broad. And so that suggests to me the party was waiting for somebody like that. Somebody who was really conservative, kind of macho, I guess. And when he came along, they were ready.
So, Mark,
so I think it's real.
Meteoric rise means meteoric fall?
I'm not sure in this case. I mean, this is a guy who's won a lot of races, a lot of statewide races. He dismantled Kay Bailey Hutchison, this United States Senator from Texas, who led him in his gubernatorial primary in 2010. And he just really effectively ended her political career. His beating of her was so complete. I agree with David. There are three essential wings in this current Republican Party. There's the sort of the anti-government has too much power wing. There's the business and economy wing, and then there's sort of the moral values, traditional values wing. He's leading among all three. He's even leading Romney among the business and economy wing. In other words, those who are most concerned about jobs and the business, he's leading there. And he's leading overwhelmingly among those who are most suspicious of government, want it brought down and reduced in size, and he's even leading among moral values Republicans. So I don't know where his weak spot is at this point. It may be exposed in the debates. We've got four debates between now and Columbus Day, and you know, somebody's going to have to go after him. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I think, you know, probably say, oh, let him fall. He'll stumble. He'll make a mistake. That is probably the dumbest strategy that ever invoked in a political campaign. We're still waiting for Ronald Reagan to stumble in 1980 that was going to re-elect Jimmy Carter.
There's going to be a hot new book out this week, former Vice President Dick Cheney. Either of you read it, or do you have access to it?
Mark helped write it, but I haven't read it.
I did.
And did you have the passage about Vice President Dick Cheney's dog at one point being barred from being in the same campus as President Bush's dog because it had beaten him up at some point?
Is that I did not know that.
There's some excerpt from the book. But it's really fascinating because he is one of the architects of maintaining some of the secrecy inside the White House. But now it's a sort of, it seems like a tell-all where he's saying, I helped force Colin Powell out. And, here's Condoleezza Rice's naivete.
Yeah, he's pretty blunt. He was a pretty blunt guy within the chambers of the White House. Didn't have a lot of friends in the administration by the end, and that's, I think, one of the things that struck me, one of the things I was looking for, was a lot of the people in the Bush camp had sort of tired of Cheney by the end, especially in the second term. But he apparently is not taking it out on Bush. He remains pretty loyal. And I haven't read the book, but for the people I've spoken to who have read the book, this is actually pretty interesting, that throughout there's a pretty candid, pretty open discussion of things, obviously from his point of view. But, remember, he's been in Washington since the Ford days in very senior positions. And I gather at each step along the way, you learn little things.
Mark, he said heads will explode in Washington.
Is that a medical conjecture? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be ready with the earthquake and the hurricane to be able to treat exploding heads. I will say this about Dick Cheney. He was key to George W. Bush's election in 2000. I mean, George W. Bush had no foreign policy, national defense credential at all, other than being his father's son. Dick Cheney had been Secretary of Defense and perceived to be a successful one under George Herbert Walker Bush, and there at the time of the first Persian Gulf War. He really did fill out what was missing in George W. Bush's public persona in that campaign. And he was key to his election.
Okay, and quickly to the politics of sport, three grand slams by the Yankees.
Wow.
I know. What was that? None of them by A-Rod or Jeter.
Yeah. Right?
No. Grandison and
Russell Martin.
Russell Martin.
And, what are the
and who was it? Who was it? Was Swisher hit one?
No. Never happened in baseball, right?
No. Never happened before. They were behind 7-1, and they had three grand slams.
And then we've got Peyton Manning, kind of injured. I think we got Kerry Collins. Someone came back out of retirement for this. What do you think? Is it gonna work?
Yeah, Collins is 87 years old. He was Y.A. Tittle's backup earlier in his career. We're in a golden age of quarterbacks, there are very few good ones.
Yeah.
But among the ones that are good, six or seven, it's as good as anybody's ever been in football, and God knows Manning is one of them. I hope this will give him more time to do TV commercials, because he rarely has a chance.
No, I've never seen him all season.
I think it really hurt when Brett Favre said that Kerry Collins should retire. That's painful. You just skipped over the fact that the Boston Red Sox are now back in first place, having swept 3 out of 4 at Texas, the Western Division Texas Rangers leading team, were humbled by the Boston Red Sox. Yeah.
And so, my New York Mets are in the finals of the League World Series.
They've beaten
the Montana team. They're surging.
They seem bigger than the other kids.
Yeah, I don't think they'll beat Japan, but they deserve it.
Last topic I had was apparently Ron Artest is trying to change his name to what was it?
World Friendly
or something like that.
Yeah, World.
This is the guy who leapt into the crowd and took a shot, a swing at.
But he thanked his analyst when he got an award. I mean, for dealing with his anger, he's obviously done it. He's working on it. And
put your name behind it.
He could be in the senior league with World Be Free. Do you remember World Be Free?
I do remember World Be Free.
Played for the 76ers.
Okay.
He did.
World Be Free, you are now free of the doubleheader. David Brooks, I'm Ari Srinivasan. Thanks for joining us.